There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout. Hey there. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, joined as always by my stalwart team, Sona Movsesyan. How are you, Sona?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you seem good. And
yeah.
Matt Gourley.
Yeah, Matt Gourley.
It took me a second.
5 years I've sat here across from you.
Seems like more like a lot more than four. Less than six. I would put it around, five, I guess.
Okay.
It's an interesting thing. I'm just thinking about this today because I was walking past a mall and it was walking past my some cousins visiting and they wanted to go to the mall. They're from Seattle. These are little kids. So I said, okay, I'll take them to the mall down in Santa Monica, and we're walking around and I saw all these different movie posters, and I swear to God, it's seasonal, but half the movie posters are for horror.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one, I don't know what it is, but you see a silhouette of like a pilgrim and he's holding an axe. What's that one called?
Eli Roth's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. And then it's like, there are no leftovers.
Oh,
and I'm like,
fantastic. Cool.
Which I thought was fantastic. And then I noticed, oh, wait a minute. The last couple of years in a row, there's been, I mean, I guess there's like a Silent Night, Deadly Night. And,
Black
Christmas, one of the best horror movies of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah,
okay.
It really is.
I
really love horror movies. But the thing that's kind of blowing my mind is how horror has become this almost like, well, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And that used to mean put up the tree, put out the bells. Now it means release your horror films where Santa comes down the chimney with a scythe and lops everyone's heads off.
Hey, I know. It did used to be like Jingle All the Way's coming out. Now it's like, it's all, I think it used to be Halloween was horror. Now it's just October, November, and December. It's just horror movies.
Yeah. And it's not, probably keep going. They're just going to be like Mother's Day. Do you know what I mean?
There's basically a horror movie for every holiday. There's April Fool's, New Year's Evil, Leprechaun. It's like its own subgenre.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm down for it. I have not seen a lot of the Christmas horror ones, but I'm game to give them a try.
Black Christmas.
And have you heard anything about this Thanksgiving one? I want to see that.
I've heard it's great. I also know that it's based on just a fake trailer for the Grindhouse Tarantino movie.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
And 15, 16 years later, he decided to actually make it because Eli Roth made the trailer and he's like, well, he's had that idea since he was a kid. He's going to make
it. Might as well make it.
Might as well make it.
Hey, David Hopping was supposed to bring us in some coffee for this discussion. Does anybody see him?
I asked actually for which I don't do often, I asked for a latte.
Uh-huh.
And in his Hopping-esque way, he said he'd do it. And he's always, I have to say this about David, he took over kind of for you, Sona, when you became like a big star and then had kids and everything and wrote a book.
Okay.
And started touring with us and have your own fan club and big house and stuff. Anyway, yeah, it's a pretty nice house.
Do you want me to say thank you? Because you listed
it.
A little late. Oh, okay.
Too late. Yeah, but my point is, you used to take your time and I wouldn't be suspicious at all.
David,
I asked him to get me a latte and then I think you guys put in coffee orders and that was like 40 minutes ago. Yeah. And it hasn't happened yet. And that's weird. When you wouldn't show up, I'm like, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
But when David doesn't show up, it's weird.
Oh, yeah. He's so great.
Well, he is.
David is just,
Hello, Conan and the Chill Chums. Stupid name. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Every day, I come into this office. And what do I see? Conan. Everywhere I look, it's a picture of Conan. It's disgusting. So guess what? I've kidnapped your precious assistant, David Hopping. You have 1 hour. If every photo of your face isn't taken off the wall, you'll never see your precious David Hopping ever again.
Oh, no.
I'll be in touch.
Jesus, that was a... First of all, I don't know. Eduardo, do you know how that got patched in?
No idea.
Okay, I have a couple of comments quickly. I know David's not a good actor. And he does seem to be in some peril there because I know he can't fake it. The other thing is, that's a fucking good headshot of me.
Okay.
I easily look 20 years younger than I really am.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what this guy's gripe is.
Here's the thing, though. If the thing is removing your photo, everybody in this building can be a suspect.
Okay.
That's so true.
And we're even suspects.
So am I to understand now, and I have great yes and skills from years of improv, am I to understand that David Hopping has been kidnapped and tied up the way a damsel in distress was in like a 1921?
Was there a choo-choo train coming down that
track? Yeah, choo-choo train's coming to get him. But anyway, in a very caricatured, stupid way, David's been kidnapped. And if I don't take down all the pictures of me, first of all, you know that would take a while.
Yes, okay, there are a lot.
And also, you know what? They're not just hung up on the wall. Those things, I make sure those are secured very carefully.
Why didn't you just put a Conan face wallpaper? That's essentially what's out there.
Because it was ordered 2 years ago, but the dye they use in Sweden takes a long time. It's coming.
Expensive. I've just been handed this thing. Now, we three were sort of like innocent bystanders in this whole thing. Oh. I've been handed this. We have to question people. There are suspects in this building. We have to find out who did this.
Oh, I like that we're not even pretending that. Why don't we just go take down the pictures of Conan and save David's life?
Well, we know you're not going to do that.
No. I'm not going to do it. We just blew right past that. Well, Conan's not going to take it. So I guess we should try and solve the case on our own.
I don't think there's
any
way.
And you know what? At no point did this villain who... clearly is working off of 1920s imagery of kidnapping. This villain never said, don't call the cops.
Right.
Usually there's a reason why we can't call the cops.
That's right.
Or we can't contact the FBI.
Should we just call the cops?
I think we should.
Well, I think the cops would just be like, just take down the photos of
you. Oh, yeah, fuck that. That's not going to happen.
Well,
we're not doing that.
Two reasons we can't.
Okay.
Because number one, you can't give in to kidnappers, terrorists, because it sends a bad sign that anyone could hold you hostage on any given day.
You're right.
That's true.
For number two, we know you're not going to take down pictures of yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Anything you're going to put up more to spite the kidnapper.
Could we do a trade? Could we trade you for David?
Oh, yeah.
Can we do a swap?
Well, okay. I mean, I guess it depends on where I'm being taken. Did he threaten to kill David? Is that what he said? Or just take David maybe to a better job?
That's no motivation.
You know what I love?
Oh, my God. Can you kidnap me, kidnapper?
Me too.
You know what I love?
Me
too. This kidnapper has really sloppy. This kidnapper is very sloppy and very vague about, and you won't see your Hopping again, which probably means he'll get a really good job at Amazon.
Yeah.
And he'll move quickly up the ladder.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we don't see him again because he's way richer than we are. My guess is for this to be a good podcast, we should probably try and solve the crime ourselves.
Because I think you're right.
I think if we just listen to me place a call to the FBI. And then
I want to listen to that.
Yeah. And then watch them show up and probably search the building for maybe 30 seconds and find a very pale guy from Southern Illinois, comically tied to a chair.
I mean, I have some ideas from where that thing was filmed, where David is currently being hidden.
I know. It looked very familiar.
This is not a large building.
No.
It's not a large building.
Nonetheless, I'm told we need to figure out motive, means, and opportunity. Oh, so, shit. Eduardo, if you wouldn't mind being the first suspect to hit the suspect chair. Eduardo.
Motive means opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, and I also have something else I have to read here. Act one, the motive. In this act, you will only be able to question suspects about who they think had a reason for hopping getting nabbed. About who they think had a reason. Okay.
Okay.
Who has a... In this act, you will only be able to... In this act, you will only...
Wow, Matt. Wow. Wow.
I did it.
You okay?
Do you want to... No. Yeah. Also kidnapped, your ability to speak. Yeah. Gotta keep that in now. Gotta keep it in.
Gotta keep it in or you'll never see hopping again. Oh my God. If your flubs aren't left in, you'll never see hopping again.
Nixon did it.
Hello, Conan and the Chill Chums. Earlier today, David Hopping went out to get Conan's coffee and never came back. He's been kidnapped. It's your job to figure out who the kidnapper is and save Hopping before he uses up all the air in the room and time runs out. Welcome to The Hoppening.
Wow, that's a good... You know what? I think they worked backwards from his last name.
Yeah.
That's my first clue.
Yeah.
I think whoever thought of this is so lazy.
Yeah.
They thought hopping. Oh, let's do a horror thing.
Well, there's okay. also a reason this isn't called the Movsessin-ing.
Yeah. The Movsessin-ing.
Here are your suspects.
Okay.
Chills, Eduardo, Lisa, Maddie, Ruthie, and Sam.
Wow.
To solve this mystery, you must question these suspects to figure out three things.
Oh, my God.
Who had the motive, the means, and the opportunity to kidnap Hopping.
Okay.
Number one, motive. Who has a grudge against Hopping? Or who would benefit from Hopping being kidnapped? Number two, means. Who has the skills necessary to kidnap Hopping? Or who has the tools?
Yeah. He can't put up that much of a fight.
No. He's about as strong as a stalk of rye.
But... Or who has the tools or access to the tools to do such a thing? And finally, opportunity. Who had the chance or the time during the day to enact such a devious plan? There is only one person who has all three, and this person is your kidnapper.
Okay, can I say one thing? One of the problems with opportunity is no one here seems to do much.
Oh.
And I'm serious. A lot of people here just seem to screw around.
This is your company.
I know, but yeah. The fish stinks from the head. And so I'm just saying... Opportunity. Who slipped out without punching their time card at the Larchmont offices of Team Coco? But anyway, let's get into it. We're sitting with us now is...
Okay, hold on.
Oh, there's more?
Just a little bit more.
Whoever organized this is really just a pain in the ass.
Sorry. In this act, you will only be able to question suspects about who they think had a reason for Hopping getting nabbed, who has a grudge against Hopping, or who would benefit from Hopping being kidnapped. In the first video, the clues you learned were... The kidnapper was throwing paper balls at Hopping. There were travel books for Norway and Thailand stacked up in the back.
Is it okay if I start now, or are there seven more pages of shit to read?
Are we good? Is that all we have? Okay, we're good.
Yeah, clearly someone had a lot of extra time. Okay, Eduardo, full name, please.
Eduardo Perez.
Okay, and where were you
Eduardo
born?
Eduardo Perez.
Excuse me. Say it after me. Eduardo Perez.
Eduardo Perez.
You got it. Very good. Eduardo. In de que país, I'll use English because I think we have other people listening.
Thank you.
Eduardo, first of all, I want to start by complimenting you. You are ingenious. You built this beautiful sound booth that we use, this studio. I don't know. I got to tell you right away. I mean, this is a very talented man.
This is a hell of an interrogation.
I know. What are you doing?
It's called Good Cop, Good Cop.
Oh. Okay.
This cop's going to leave soon, and then another cop's going to come by and tell him how handsome he is. It really... Here he comes. You're a good-looking fella.
Hey.
And then my partner tells me you're also very talented and that you built this whole place.
That's true.
Who do you think did it?
I'll tell you for sure, first off, just to get this out of the way, I didn't do it. Oh. Secondly...
Good enough for me.
Yeah.
No,
I'm eliminating you as a suspect.
Great.
No!
Great.
Yeah.
Just to get out of the way. Secondly, you know, it pains me, as we know, snitches get stitches.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is not easy for me to do.
Yeah, but you're saying it very readily. So
especially,
go ahead.
Especially not sitting here.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the six suspects?
Oh, my God.
Chills, Eduardo, Lisa, Maddie, Ruthie, and Sam.
Okay.
These are, by the way, to the listeners, all people that work in the building.
Right.
Well,
okay.
So kind of work sometimes.
I do think Maddie, as talented as She is. I don't know if you guys are aware, but she's dabbled in, and more than dabbled in, stand-up comedy.
Yes. What did you guys write down?
I wrote down, I know who it is now.
And every now and then, she's kind of filled in for David-like task. Yeah. I've noticed, you know, when you need water or stuff like that before an interview.
Right.
So I would believe maybe next step up, she could fill
this
in David.
This is interesting to me. This is interesting to me because, yes, so she interfaces with talent a lot.
All the time.
She's the one who, when talent comes in to do the podcast, she takes care of them. She gets them into the building. So she has a great awareness of the facility.
Right.
Which I don't. I just go right to my office.
That's exactly right.
And I hear what you're saying. I could see her thinking, wait a minute, if I get hopping out of the way, I slide into that position, then I become Conan's assistant. We all know what happened when Sona was my assistant.
Boom.
She became a star.
Boom.
And then Maddie becomes a star.
Right. Oh. Right.
That's very
Here's
interesting.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What do you think about all the photos of Conan in the building? Aren't there a lot?
I could care less.
Okay.
I'm in the room with this guy You're all the time.
Assaulted visually when you walk in from both sides of the hallway. It's like running through that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where darts are shooting at you from both sides.
No, I put my head down and come straight into this room.
But
so
there's a wall size photo of him as a Viking.
There is one.
Yes.
Right when you come in.
Right when you come
in. I personally thought that's a cool looking photo. So
Thank you.
I have no problem.
Okay. Eduardo, I have one last quick question.
Yeah.
Should I get lip fillers? I have very thin lips.
Now that I'm sitting very close, they're very thin lips. I could see that.
Also, I've got beady little eyes that I think have hampered my film career. I have beady little suspicious creepy eyes.
You are the worst investigator.
Yeah.
All you're doing is complimenting him. You are terrible. Okay.
Also, can I just say one thing?
Yes, you're welcome. Yeah.
Very handsome and you do an amazing job
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you.
And here's my partner to really rough you up.
Okay, great.
You are fantastic.
Oh, my God.
And
both these guys suck.
You're lovely.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay. You crossed out his name and then you starred next to Maddie.
Yeah,
just
I think
based
it's Maddie.
Off of what he said.
Anytime,
well,
I'm, guys.
Can
I'm
I just say something?
Anytime.
I am easily swayed. So right now I'm quite certain it's Maddie. And also, you actually really work here.
I do.
And a lot of people don't, but every time I come in this building, you are hard at work.
Thank you.
This guy does not have the opportunity.
Right. I have a slight concern about Maddie, though. One of the clues was the travel books to Thailand and Norway. She didn't go to Thailand and Norway.
That doesn't mean the person had to go to
Thailand.
I
know, I'm just saying, but that's a clue. Who here did? Chills?
Chills went.
The only other person, by the way, see.
Ruthie?
No.
No.
Sam? Maddie?
No.
Lisa?
No.
Only Chills, right?
No, but this is the thing. You got to be careful. You have to just be very careful about this because we'll work our way through the investigation. You may be jumping ahead.
Why are you getting so serious?
Because...
I know, you were just complimenting one of the suspects for like 40 minutes.
You said you got to be careful like I insulted your children.
You asked
I'm just putting a clue down.
You asked him if you need lip fillers.
Yeah.
That is not doing a good job.
You got to be very careful about this.
Yeah.
I hate that you jumped ahead and started making assumptions when we don't have all the facts yet. I take this very seriously.
I'm not making assumptions.
I'll tell you something else. I take the fact that I might need lip fillers seriously. It's always bothered me that I have no lips. I'm like a Muppet. And I think that's hurt me.
David could be getting murdered right now. Yeah. And you're talking about lip fillers and your eyes.
We got to move on. Thank you, Eduardo.
No problem.
Thank you very
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime.
I'm. You know what? It's interesting. He like... Pass the blame on.
Okay, here we go.
Don't leave the state.
Yeah.
Do not leave the state.
You stay nearby.
What,
oh, actually,
you have
to stay right here.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a nice walk too.
Oh my God, Conan! You can't treat the suspects.
You know what?
He's
as nice walking away as he is coming towards you. You know, he's a good looking fella. I'm just saying. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blake, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend. And my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Boy. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
weird. I should
have
rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi.
Okay.
And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer?
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Who do you want to bring in next?
Let's bring in Lisa, because I have some questions about her. Lisa, and I'm just going to say this to our listeners so they're aware, Lisa Blayert, hello, is the sister of Aaron, and they've both worked for me for many years. So let's get her in here. Oh, hello, Lisa.
Now, Lisa. She's married now.
I know, but what I'm saying, I'm telling them that she's related to Blayert, and also, I only use maiden names.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I still call my mother Mrs. Reardon. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are
you? Okay, listeners, this is Lisa. And Lisa, you have worked for me for how many years?
I think 20.
20 years. Oh. And in that time, your main responsibility has been to get audiences for me.
Yes, I was the audience coordinator for a very long time.
For many, many years. Is it tough to get people to come and listen to me?
Oh,
or...
my God. Conan.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
No, they come in droves. I had to beat them off with a stick, basically.
Okay, but like,
like a murder?
No.
That's interesting.
No,
you just said when approached by people, you swing a stick.
No, I'm very friendly, and my customer service skills.
But you're saying
are
the Conan
epic.
Ticket, even at my advanced age, is still a hot ticket.
It is a hot ticket.
Very good. Okay, I just wanted to establish that. That could help us with the crime.
Not at all. Doesn't help us at all. No.
You get really good laughers too. It's terrific. Sometimes I feel like the better people are in the back. Can you get them to the front?
Oh my God.
Hopping has got plenty. First of all,
David is dying.
No,
right
he's
now.
Running out of air.
You know what? Can I say something?
Yes.
I know this building well. You know how well this building would have to be built for any room to be airtight?
You don't.
There's
know.
Plenty of air getting
in. You probably put a towel underneath the door.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that. Okay. So, Lisa, some questions. Hopping is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've heard. I'm really sad. Like, I hope he's okay.
Sure. Me too. I might. No, whatever. I don't know. I tell
whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, I tell Jeff Ross Hopping's gone, and you guys are like Dixie cups. You pull one, and another one drops down. I've had 55 assistants. So, whatever. Okay. Oh, no. I might have to ask Jeff to make sure someone else is here from the Midwest tomorrow to get my coffee.
Oh, my God.
who also doesn't know what a Tesla is. Oh, I'm really fucked. So anyway, Lisa, it's probably, I mean, he knows my PayPal and stuff, so it's good. Let's try and save
his life. He knows my PayPal.
He knows how to use, I don't know how to use these things, and he knows how to do it.
Why do you have a PayPal?
You don't want to know.
You need
everyone needs PayPal.
I want to know, Brian, what do you, I mean?
I love PayPal.
You got to PayPal it up.
You got to PayPal it up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how, by the way, that's how you're paid for this podcast. Have you noticed?
No, I haven't gotten a dime.
I didn't say I was good at it.
We've accomplished nothing. My paper is completely blank.
Lisa.
Yes.
I got to get to it.
Okay.
Who do you think committed this crime?
I really think like two people could have done it. Not together, but just suspiciously.
You have two people who on their suspect list. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm sorry, Eduardo, but like, you know, I just see how Conan treats you. And like everybody talks about in the office, they just say that like he doesn't respect you and he like throws stuff at you all the time.
I said that stuff behind his back.
Yeah.
The whole point is to be nice to him
throws
to his face.
Stuff.
He does throw stuff.
The kidnapper was throwing stuff at Hopping. That could be kind of a revenge.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you know what's interesting?
What?
You bring up a really good point.
Oh, now I'm not jumping ahead?
Paper.
Yeah, before you were.
Okay.
Before you, I mean, that was criminal what you did before. Okay. And I'm surprised you still have your badge. Go ahead with the paper thing. Tell them.
Well, one of the things we learned from the clue in the video is that the kidnapper was throwing paper balls at Hopping.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And you do that to both Blay and Eduardo.
So Conan's the suspect.
Maybe
listen,
Eduardo.
No, if I were involved, Hopping would be dead.
Yeah.
Couldn't be kidnapped. Yeah. I'd just kill him right away. Yeah. Do you know the time it takes to tie someone up? Even someone that weak? No, what I do is when we read ads, I crumple up the papers afterwards. And then I don't know if you can see, but I fire them at Eduardo or Blay. And then Eduardo is often protected by his computer screen, which really enrages me. I want to actually get a new kind of computer that has a big hole in the middle. Anyway, so I can hit him in the chest. That's interesting. So you're thinking.
I think it's either Eduardo or maybe Chills.
Why Chills?
Well, you know, I've worked on the show forever and I used to even share an office with Chills, and I just know he loves chaos.
Like, he does.
He's like, an agent of chaos, yeah.
And I just think, like, what a better way to cause chaos than to take away Hopping?
But don't you kind of get sick of Conan after a while? Like, you used to walk by so many pictures of him. All the fans were like, Conan, Conan, Conan. Doesn't it make you sick?
No, you know what? It's like, I've worked for Conan for so long, and my brother works on the show. Like, I feel like I'm family. Like,
you are family.
So it's like walking into, like, my house.
Okay.
And
that's
like,
is the lady doth protest too much. I mean, I don't know.
It's a lot of Conan.
No, I just, it's like a warm hug.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else. First of all, I feel that's how everyone feels.
Okay.
And these two are outliers.
Nope, just absolutely not.
And then I don't think it's Lisa because she gets my audiences and that is a sacred trust. I need good audiences.
It's
and
true.
You've been handling that for years. So I don't
she
think you would
snapped. Sorry.
Yeah. She could have.
She could have snapped.
That's right. True. I guess she could have a mental break.
Yeah. I'm about there.
Yeah. It happens to everybody who works here.
So you think Chills. Well, obviously, Chills goes on the travel shows and he has two travel books. Throwing the papers takes me more to Eduardo.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the books are there to throw me off, or maybe the papers are there to throw me off.
Any last questions for Lisa?
Is there a way that we could get just people that never stop laughing?
Okay. Oh, my
just
God. Oh, my God.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
I'll work on it.
Even during the setups to jokes,
they're
laughing.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
She's fantastic. Uh-oh.
Tick, tock, tick, tock. Time's a-wasting, gang, and I don't see any photos being taken off the wall. I'd ask David to do it, but he's a little tied up right now. Sorry, just some kidnapper humor. Conan, I think it's time to light a little fire under that flat Irish ass. Guess what I found on Hopping? Your special cream. That's right. If you don't take those pictures of your face off the wall, not only are you never seeing Hopping again, but you're never going to see your cream again. And I know you're not going to ask for it yourself. Take the pictures down. I'll be in touch.
Again, that video ended with the headshot. That's a great headshot.
Oh, I thought that was like in The Exorcist when they flashed the demon Pazuzu on the screen for a split second.
I didn't go there. I just went to that guy has aged. I mean, first of all, it's an old photo, but man, it looks good.
I saw a lot of merch in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ruthie's territory.
Conan at the Apollo?
Yeah, there's merch. That's yeah. Ruthie.
That was merch.
Is it also worth noting that David's tied up in XLR audio cables?
Very good. Yeah.
But can I say something again that to me that eliminates Eduardo completely because he knows that that XLR cable, if you tie it up like that, you can damage it.
Right.
I mean, right? We're talking
correct.
About.
Correct. If I were to tie somebody up, it wouldn't be like that with
no, this is, I mean, this
is like a true
he's like a he is like a fine chef who then is killing people with his best cut of veal. No, he's not going to do that. He's not going to waste that. Eduardo, it's not you.
Thank you.
That's interesting, actually, because I was just handed this card. Thank you, Blay. Here are the things that we were supposed to look out for there. Hopping was being kept near a pile of merch. Mm-hmm. Hopping was tied up with audio cables. Who has access to the audio cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know. I mean,
Eduardo
that's too obvious.
Does.
Eduardo does, but no, it's not Eduardo.
You can't say it's not Eduardo just because you like Eduardo.
Yeah. He's very talented and he's quite good looking.
Oh, my God.
Don't,
Conan,
they, people
you're
like that don't
so
need
bad
to kill.
At this.
Okay.
I need,
let's bring in our next subject.
I still think Bundy's innocent. That was a good looking guy.
No, Conan, no.
That
no.
guy cleaned up real nice. You ever see him in a polo shirt?
I saw
Son of Sam once had a tuxedo. Fucking guy looked amazing.
Jesus.
I'm just saying they should relook at the evidence. These might be innocent people.
Oh boy. Who are we calling next?
Well, I guess it's time to talk to Maddie.
Maddie, please come in.
Let's get Maddie to come in. I know who I'm taking off my list. I've already taken up.
You've already eliminated someone?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Oh,
I work really quickly and I eliminate most people.
Yeah.
Just on. Here she
Hi,
is.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Excuse me. I'll run this interrogation.
Oh, but you're really bad at it.
Quiet, please.
Okay.
Maddie, are you a fan of my work?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you a fan?
We'll remind you, you're under oath.
Yeah.
I am under oath. Honestly, I am a fan.
Mm. Okay. All Conan. Right. I love the kind of qualified.
Guilty.
A true sociopath. No, I should get to more important matters. Lip filler for me. No, I'm sure we'll get into it. You've heard Hopping's missing. He's somewhere in this very small building, but we don't have the energy to leave the building and find him quickly. So we're going to play this out because maybe we can monetize it. Jam some ads in here. But that's not the point. A man's life is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, who do you think is responsible?
You know, I don't know anything about cables or audio equipment. Mm-hmm. I don't associate myself with that.
Mm-hmm.
I work with my people, celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't we amazing people, celebrities?
I'm a huge fan of Stephen Wright and Taylor Tomlinson, Bill Hader. Mm-hmm. It's been a true pleasure to work with them.
Wow.
And,
innocent.
Yes.
But you know who does know where all of the audio equipment is Eduardo.
Yeah.
He seems to love working with
second
that
finger
gross
pointed.
Stuff.
Second finger.
Okay.
Well, now that makes me suspicious.
You're now suspicious of Eduardo?
No, I think it's too many people pointing fingers at Eduardo.
Exactly. Mm. And when too many fingers go towards Eduardo, I start to think, Maddie,
mm-hmm.
you've been accused. You've been accused because it's no secret that you are a very talented person. You're funny. You're pursuing a possible career in the comedic arts.
That is correct.
And you might see an opportunity, say something were to happen to Hopping. Let's say he's comedically tied up and then suffocates in a room that has plenty of air. in a very small recording studio where he's probably feet from us. But that's not the point.
Might even be this room.
Might be in the corner.
Yeah, I have to make sure I don't avert my gaze or turn my neck slightly because I might see him and be able to rescue him. But that's not the point. The point is, you really stand to gain. If something happens to Hopping and you slide into that position, you could be the next Sona. And that's about as big a star as anyone can be.
Okay.
A New York Times number one selling seller book.
That is true. And by the way, Sona, it is my mom's favorite book. You should know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Here's next true. To Scientology.
But you've seen us interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen, I worked for many, many years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about this job that seems even slightly appealing to you? Well, you can be honest.
I mean, listen, am I jealous of the social media following and fan base that you and David have seemed to have garnered from getting Conan to do funny bits with you that could possibly get me a career in comedy that would make me more successful and hotter than Matt Rife?
Oh, wow.
Man. I'm so
Are you aware you're crying
happy.
Right now? Are you aware? You're crying.
No, really. I'm so happy.
Oh, look,
for
there's,
both
there's
of you.
Blood in, there's blood in the tears. There's really, absolute blood in the tears.
I'm so happy. I've never been happier wow. in my entire life for anyone.
Wow.
Motive. Underline.
Yeah, there's a motive here. I'm sorry, Maddie, but even you have to admit there's a motive here.
Fame.
You know?
What?
Underline.
No. You want fame? I mean, listen, you just performed very poorly on the witness stand. You just pretty much sealed your fate. I mean,
but
you've got it all.
But you said I'm so talented.
Yeah, but then you went on and on about Matt Rife. And so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever. These young people, I got to kill them in the crib, you know?
What?
I can't let them. Excuse me? Wait, any you in the suspect seat.
Any younger comedian who's really good and successful and moving up quickly, I need to squash that shit now. So that was a mistake.
Well.
Even I consider, even Hader, I should have knocked him out of the box a long time ago.
Oh. Hmm.
He's gotten too big. Anyway.
He's great. Listen. I wouldn't mind some photos of him up in the building.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Me too.
Great.
Yeah,
well,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There aren't too many photos of him. Never quite made it. Hater.
He's very famous.
Not sure.
Really, really well for himself.
Never really done much after SNL.
My hero, Barry. Honestly, who I model my comedy career after.
What's Barry? I don't even know what Barry is.
To work for him. It's Emmy-nominated show that he had on HBO.
Is his assistant feeling okay?
I don't know. We should check on his assistant.
Maddie, you seem extremely guilty.
I like your gummy bear earrings.
Yeah. I know, I do too. Thank you, Matt Gorley.
You're lucky that Sona didn't just swallow one of those. Okay, thank you so much, Maddie, for your time.
You're
very
welcome.
Appreciate it. Maybe there's going to be another spooky video soon, or maybe not. Oh. Oh, no!
Conan. Hi. It's me.
Selfie.
David Hopping.
He can act.
Your assistant. I did manage to escape. I'm really proud of myself about that. I'm usually not good at that kind of thing. But I did manage to escape, but I cannot get out of this room. I know that whenever you hired me, you said you hate it whenever your assistants get kidnapped, and I'm really sorry that I feel like I let you down. No, I did not get a good look at the kidnapper. 1 minute I'm outside walking, I have your coffee, double shot latte, just how you like it. And then all of a sudden, bam, I get hit in the head and I'm out cold. Now, listen. The kidnapper must have been someone that can leave the office during the day. And then they also must be really sneaky because I heard nothing. They must walk so quietly. And when I woke up, I was in this room right here. I was still being tied up. And here's the weird thing. This kidnapper had really strong hands. And Conan, one more thing. They have your special cream. The one that you told me not to. But they're coming back. I have to go.
Wow. Okay. Well, we
that
do need to get him an acting coach.
Was amazing. Why did the kidnapper leave him with his cell phone? And
well,
why didn't
all,
he call the police?
I thought the cell phone is the kidnapper's VHS camera.
The kidnapper blows.
Oh.
I mean, let's just get right to the chase.
For sure.
This is a terrible kidnapper. I wish all kidnappers were this bad because then there'd be no kidnappings.
Here are the clues. The kidnapper was able to leave work during the day.
Uh-huh.
During day.
Yeah, which anyone can.
Yeah, okay. The kidnapper was sneaky and strong.
Okay, well, first of all, this is not an army base. This is, I mean, this is basically like a Pete's Coffee.
Who cannot leave during the day?
This is a Pete's Coffee where they happen to make a podcast in the corner.
Yeah.
People are coming in and out all day long.
Yeah, so, a lot of people work remotely. They don't even come
someone
in.
Someone who can leave during the day.
What
Everybody
does that
leaves
mean?
During the day.
I feel like there's more of a clue there
and then
than we're
sneaky.
Seeing.
There was something.
What?
They walk very quietly.
Sneaky and strong. They have strong hands, according to David.
Strong hands. Well, I have very strong hands, but I know it's not me because, again, I'd have murdered David and may
Let's
still.
See your hands, Eduardo.
No, you not
pretty
him.
Weak.
Not him.
Wow, what?
No, they,
oh, no.
No, they do. I'm sorry. You look like you sleep with both of your hands in little bowls of heavy cream. You're just, I swear to God. Your manicure looks nice, but no, it's not. Those are not working man's hands.
Okay, let's bring in another. Let's bring
hands.
In someone else.
I mean,
let's bring old Iron Grip Ruthie in here.
Okay, Iron Grip Ruthie, IG Ruth.
Ruru.
Let's get Ruru in here. I have thoughts.
Ruthie is our social media and merch manager.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she does pretty much Ruthie. Everything.
Nice. Ruthie,
she's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, lovely person. Ruthie, have a seat, please.
Hi.
Your full name, please.
Ruthie Wyatt.
Ruthie Wyatt. And Ruthie, you've worked for me for how long?
13 years.
What merch is moving? What merch does well?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus man. Christ.
What kind of stuff goes well? Like, if it's just Conan, it probably sells. And then when you add these two numbskulls, we probably see a little bit of a dip-a-roo.
I noticed there was some leftover Conan at the Apollo shirts in there.
Yeah, there are. We've got that. Yeah.
Well, we're saving those for the Smithsonian. Those are being set aside. So, Ruthie, you handle merch.
Signed posters by me,
mm-hmm. and it goes through the roof.
A lot of photographic stuff.
I've taken most of those photographs.
A lot of pictures.
You have?
I have. See Conan's face all
day.
But
there's no way that I did it, though.
Why?
I love David.
Okay. But not Conan.
I love Conan.
She does love me. She said that many times.
I do.
After a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
So many pictures.
Who do you think did it?
Well, I hate to say it, but it might be Maddie.
Maddie? Ooh. Why? Yeah.
I think Maddie is looking like a strong suspect because she's clearly insane.
Well.
You know what I mean? Just like, I'm going to be comedy. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, you know.
She's able to leave whenever. She does have a new comedy show that she's producing on her own called OG Dicks.
Okay.
So, I don't know. She's able to leave. She has to leave all the time. She has to go get props and stuff.
Are you telling me that she's on company time? She leaves to work on her new show, OG Dicks?
OG Dicks. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that what you're saying? You're saying part of her job is that she leaves.
Well, she has to leave and run errands sometimes. Like she needs to refill the basket of snacks for talent and for celebrities, right? Like,
yeah.
She has to go out. But then she's also got her own stuff going on with her comedy career. She's very funny though.
She's very ambitious.
Very ambitious.
How strong are her hands?
She's very strong, but delicate also. I mean, I'm not going to put her,
Do you mind if I shake your hand right now?
Sure, yeah, I would love to.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Let's try that.
Wow, that is a grip.
And we don't shake hands, we hug.
No, we hug.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Ruthie didn't do it.
No, I couldn't.
You're in on it.
Ruthie, I adore Ruthie. But I will say this. Ruthie has traveled on many travel shows with me. She is familiar with my travel shows, mm-hmm. and she has traveled often with Blay on many travel mm-hmm. shows. She is familiar with the travel milieu, so I could see her having access to those books. Also, merch, and you got a good grip.
She sees so many photos of you. Wouldn't it be nice if there were just a few less photos of Conan in this building?
Yeah, if anyone's going to snap looking at my photo, it might be Ruthie.
It's Ruthie.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
Do you have access to the audio cabinet?
Yes. Yeah.
You do?
Eduardo.
Is that true?
So does Eduardo, though.
Eduardo's jumping
in. Don't let the handsome one get you.
It's interesting he's jumping in. Well,
No. What I'm saying is, but you have access to the audio closet.
Well, yeah.
You also deal in merch. You also are sick of seeing my face.
No, I'm not. I love you.
Do you leave throughout the... Can you leave?
Yeah, I can leave.
Ruthie, most important question of all. Does it bother you that my lips are so thin? But you look at the photos all the time.
I've looked at them a lot.
But can we plump... Do I need to plump them up a little bit? Are they okay?
No. Your lips, they're great.
All right,
don't put anything in them.
Okay, I'm thinking of doing it.
We need you as is.
All right. How does that help the case? How does that help get David back?
We get David back or we don't. I have a goddamn career to think about. This pumpkin's rotting fast.
Can you just show me what fluff up your lips? Let's
God, it's terrible.
But maybe you get a lip tattoo.
Say do it.
Maybe he needs a lip tattoo.
Say do it.
Oh my God. Yeah, you should do
me
it.
Me with really luscious lips.
Oh God.
Big plumpy, pillowy lips, and women are always looking at it like, I'd like to smackaroo with him. Is that something they say for kissing? Smackaroo with him?
Yeah, I want to smackaroo with that guy.
Okay, so
no one will question
Ruthie,
it.
Ruthie, I'm with you. I am highly suspicious of Maddie. First of all, suspicious of anyone who, just young people that are ambitious creep me out.
Oh.
So I think she's got to go. I mean,
I don't know.
No?
I mean, we still have Chills and Sam to interrogate.
Thank you, Ruthie.
You're welcome.
Ruthie, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
I love Ruthie, though. I really do. I know that a lot of clues point to Ruthie, but I don't think it's Ruthie either.
Okay. She has a motive. She has a motive.
Who else do you throw paper balls at? I'm just curious. Do you throw them at Chills?
No, you don't.
You throw them at Blay.
I throw them at Blay, for sure.
But Blay's not on the
I will say Chills is the one that picks them up.
He is right.
Because I refuse to clean up after myself.
Yes, you don't ever clean up after yourself.
Right.
Because that was because the only...
that's the status I've achieved in this world. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Come on. If most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Uh-oh,
here we go.
Right.
She's got cool style.
Yeah, yeah. She does.
Yeah. I like your style, Sam.
You can't keep complimenting people who walk in here.
It's my technique.
Okay, but it's not
Sam, would you put the, you seem like you're too good to put the, does she put the headset on or not?
If you'd like. I mean, it just,
you don't have to. You don't have to.
Does my hair look okay?
Your hair looks amazing. I'm going to start with a few compliments.
Thank you.
I think you're terrific. You've done a, you do a wonderful job. And I love your style.
Thank you. You go
for, and you just walked in here. You got those cowboy boots. You got the cool barrettes.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just think she's great. Are you a murderer? Are you a murderer?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, okay. First of all, we're not even looking for a murderer.
Yeah, David's alive.
Yeah. I consider him dead at this point. Even if he shows up, if we get him out of this alive, I may kill him.
Okay. Are you a kidnapper?
Ruthie.
No.
We just talked to Ruthie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Sam, who do you think may have done this?
Look, this might get me fired because she
it's
is...
hard to very hard to fire people because if you go through the HR, it's difficult.
Okay.
And we have to give you warnings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get away with murder at this place, so don't worry about it.
Fire me a lot.
Kidnapper.
Yeah.
But I do think it's Ruthie. And she's my boss, so
why do you think it's Ruthie?
This is the thing. She is constantly trying to go viral on like TikTok, Instagram, and this is the exact kind of thing that would get the clicks. Mm. You know, like this is going to be written about. People are going to be posting.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I think it's a good clickbaity thing.
Do you have access to the audio cabinet?
I mean, I do, but I do everything on my phone, so there's no need for me to go in the cabinet.
But you do have access.
You do have access.
Sure. Yeah.
Can I see your hands, please?
They're so delicate.
You have a lot of Taylor Swift. I'm going to ask... friendship bracelets.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
You know who else is a Swiftie? David Hopping.
Right. David Hopping is a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Did you get to go see the recent tour?
No.
But Hopping did. Did that make you angry that Hopin got to go and you didn't? When you consider yourself the bigger Taylor Swift fan?
Look, I'm happy for him. Do I wish he would have invited me to a couple of the shows? Yeah.
Wow.
He went to several shows.
He went to several shows and didn't invite you to one.
How much are you paying
him? No, and I made him. I made him friendship bracelets.
Those are thousands of dollars.
I tell him he has access. First of all, here's how it works with David.
You better check your PayPal.
It's the same thing with Sona. I always tell my assistant, here's my bank account, and then take out what you need for your living. And then it was like 6 years later, I saw this one on Lake Mead in a boat, a huge boat.
Yes, thank you.
That said, cone sucker. Okay, Sam, maybe it's you.
Why?
Tell me.
Why?
Wow, we got a real Hercule Poirot here.
No, I'm going to this is another technique I'm trying.
What?
Tell me why it isn't you, because I think it is.
You keep changing your
tone. It's just not my style.
I think
style.
It's you. I've never liked you.
And your style, all this nice stuff about me.
I said that to butter you up, but now I'm a different guy and I'm going to throw you off balance. Your style sucks. You've got no style.
That's not nice.
Sorry, but you know.
Look, I am a very zen person. I'm a yoga teacher. I am not about any of this violence. Mm-hmm. I meditate. Like, this is not who I am.
The people that tell me they're zen and meditate are the ones that have more anger and frustration than anyone else I know.
Yeah,
I swear to God, every yoga teacher I've ever known has done some time in jail for trying to kill somebody.
No.
Seriously, well, every single yoga teacher.
Okay,
that's not me. It wouldn't be me.
Okay, so you're zen.
I have very petite hands.
But you know, I will say this.
What?
You're quiet.
Yeah.
Let me see those. You've got some tattoos, some ink. What's this rune?
This one? Oh, that's an Icelandic rune.
Icelandic rune. What does it mean?
Love.
Okay.
That's
beautiful. Love tattoo. I'm going to kidnap someone.
That one on your thumb? The cherries from Pac-Man?
It's not from Pac-Man. It's okay. Just cherries.
What about that one on your forum that says live to kidnap?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
We can disregard
I'm getting that.
Okay,
removed.
All right, forget
okay,
it.
Well, thank you, Sam, very much.
Sam, I do admire you, and now I'm going back to the regular guy. Your style is off the charts.
All right, thank you.
I tried to rattle you with the whole your stuff.
You keep changing your interrogation techniques.
Yeah.
It's not a good strategy.
Or the best.
No, it's not.
Or it is.
No, it's not.
Or it is.
Well, no, but then it's still not the best.
It is the best.
And you change it like
it
midway.
It hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Exactly. But later on, you're going to think he also complimented me. I don't know what I think. And then you're going to start crying and then you're going to confess to this terrible crime.
Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Am
Sam.
I done? Okay, yes. Thank you.
Am I done here?
Please do not leave the state.
You're still an employee.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, we just have one more and it's Chills.
Yeah, Chills. Chills.
I mean, his name's Chills. That right there feels a little red herring.
I feel like he can get away with anything because you value him so much, too.
Chills. I'm going to give everyone a little... Before Chills gets in here, I'm going to say my nickname for him is The Warrior.
Yeah.
He's been with me. He started working for me like 2 years into the show as an intern. He has been everywhere in the world with me.
Mm.
He'd do anything for me.
It's a long con.
Wow. You think it's a long con? Let's get him in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean, he does really seem to make this place go.
Friends. All right, Chills. Okay. Good to see you. Oh, friends, he said. Yeah. Interesting. Now we're friends.
Snuck in here. He's quiet when he walks in here.
Dixie cups before it made me die. But
great. Hey,
oh, now he's flattering you.
Hey,
who's on trial here? Look at that.
Wow, look at that. Likes
spoken
my bits,
like a
huh?
True likes. Kidnapper.
Innocent. Okay, Chills.
Yes.
You started working with me what year?
96.
96. Mm-hmm. Okay.
27 years. It'll be 27 years in December.
That's nothing to do with David. Okay.
Hold it. Yeah. Hold on a second. This is a man who I think loyalty and this incredible, I mean, talk about this, the record of this gentleman. You've been everywhere in the world with me.
Yeah.
We've been through every adventure. You were on the old-timey baseball remote.
Yes.
You've been in the trenches with me in so many different countries around the world.
Yep.
This guy, I call him the Warrior. I can't believe he would do anything to harm me. And now I'm thinking about it. How does kidnapping Hopping really harm me?
Oh, he's your assistant.
Again, we've proven.
It's not about harming you. It's about getting your goddamn face off that wall.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
walk in every day and it's like seeing that picture, these pictures again for the first time. Like I love seeing those
ones. Oh, God. Come on, Chills. I don't believe it first.
You walk
second.
Up those stairs and you see him as the Viking. Ugh.
I've seen in between takes, I've seen him come up to you and like rough you up a little bit sometimes.
That's what brothers do.
That's what brothers
do. Do you pick up the paper balls that he throws around, all the ad copy that he, do you pick those up?
I
this studio, I can kind of like run this, like not run it, but like I tend to it, make sure everything's running smoothly. So yeah, I clean up at the end.
And you don't mind that doesn't bother you?
Just part of the
job. Like, I mean, we clean up after ourselves, but Conan doesn't clean up after himself. Doesn't that piss you off?
No.
No,
it's like Louis the 16th didn't say, I'm sorry. God. I dropped that. I'll go get it. That's ridiculous.
I totally agree.
Yeah. I mean, this is Versailles and, you know, like, chill. What's wrong, Louis?
I might have dropped part of my croissant. I should go get it and pick it up. But if someone sees it, they shouldn't have to pick it up. I should do it.
That was not Louis the 16th.
Where are all your travel books? Do you know where they all are right now?
I know where they all are.
Do you?
Yes.
Let's see those hands.
Yeah.
Pretty
Let me see.
Substantial.
Very strong.
Oh my
Very
God.
Strong.
I can't tell you something about this guy. This guy's been wrangling props, dragging them through airports in Milan.
Cables? Cables?
No, I have nothing to do with cable.
You have access to the audio cam.
I certainly have access, but there's a lot of people who have access. I'm in this room. I'm in the room next door, the control room, all the time.
But we wouldn't always know everyone's coming and going. You tiptoe around because you're conscious of the audio recording. You are kind of furtive and, you know, in the shadows.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
If I left that room for a second, this place would fall apart.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe that. I believe, and I've often said this to Chills, when the end comes, it's probably going to be me and him alone.
Oh,
the
God.
Last three will be Ross, me, and Chills. But then Ross will get a call that his reservation came through at the restaurant, and he'll leave. And it'll be just Chills and I as the monsters move in, the orcs. Jeff will be in an Uber headed off to Latanzi. And it'll just be the two of us.
Yeah.
So
100%.
I am not going to accuse Chills. I just don't see it. I don't see it. It's impossible to
you
me.
You have complimented every single person on this list.
Except Maddie. Now, Maddie,
Yes, you did.
No, I know. What I said is that Maddie's talented. She's funny. I think she's going places. I'll do everything I can to help her with her comedy career because I think she's got it. But I think she's a murderess.
I think she's too fresh.
Yeah,
I think you need
think
somebody
so
who has seen you a lot, who's sick of you and your photos, and Chills has been here the longest.
Chills would, I can't turn against Chills.
I'm
not
with
even
you.
If it's some kind of comedy conceit, I won't. I won't do it.
As an outsider, I have the least bias on everybody here.
Yeah.
And I do think that all the clues point to Chills, and then you're kind of denying them, but you must like at least admit that you seem suspicious on paper, right?
Based on
all the clues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When can I leave? I can't leave this room for a second.
Also, can I tell you something else? I constantly walk around the neighborhood and I see all of you getting your parfaits, your creme brulees, having your Belgian waffles, toasting each other with glass Aperol spritzes. You all just goof off all the time.
What are you talking about?
I never see Chills.
That's true.
I go days without eating.
That's true. You don't leave.
Yeah, he just sucks on his wool cap and gets some of the old beef broth from our Ireland remote.
But you're like on the move a lot with Conan, and things change up. The shoots change, and you have to be the one who changes everything.
Right.
Doesn't that piss you off?
No, I love what I do. I love working for this guy.
Yeah.
Oh man, you had the glazed over look of a hostage just then.
You do. You're really complimenting him a lot right now.
I just can't. It's not Chills. And if it is Chills, I would pardon him and then I would help him kill Hoppy.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's release Chills because we gotta figure this
Chills,
out.
Chills, I got your back, man. I'm not going to let them. We're not. I'll never turn against you.
Please don't leave the state.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, time's up. You had an hour to figure out my identity. And what did you do? You spent it arguing amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Pathetic. And unsurprising. Well, I guess it's time to hear your accusation. Who do you think I am? Cue the dramatic royalty-free music, please.
Oh, boy.
Well, you can tell it's royalty-free because it's really not fun to listen to. Who would put a royalty on this piece of shit?
No, it just sounds like I'm watching Selling Sunset.
This is like a whale's EKG. It's royalty free. You'll get no money from this.
So there's
well,
only
here's
one...
what we know about the kidnapper. Very uneven in the music field. But
right.
There's paper. There's merch. There's Cable.
The kidnapper was able to leave work during the day. The kidnapper was sneaky and strong. Hopping was being kept near a pile of merch. Hopping was tied up with audio cables. Who has access to the audio cabinet? The kidnapper was throwing paper balls at Hopping. There were travel books for Norway, Thailand stacked up in the back. Only one suspect has a motive, a means, and an opportunity.
Well, I'm going to say I agree that Chills, a lot of things can point to Chills, but he did not have the opportunity.
Yeah, you're
he
right.
Really can't leave.
He, yeah.
I think you're right. I think.
And
sorry, Chills, I was wrong about you. Eduardo.
I mean, Eduardo can't leave during the podcast either.
No.
Is that we? It has to be like it's like not just the whole day, but it's during the podcast.
I think it's during the day they can't leave because okay. I think these threats
well,
were all pre.
During the day, Chills can leave during the day.
So he really Eduardo. Can't. He
but
really
I,
can't.
I'm getting signal.
You
from...
can't go outside in LA with a wool hat on with, and not get picked up by a car, a police
That's
car.
True.
So I'm going to say it's not Chills, but it could be Eduardo.
Eduardo can't leave. He's doing this.
I'm saying it's not Chills for sure. Could it possibly be Eduardo? Yeah, but I'm going to say no, it's not.
Mm.
It's not Eduardo. Now, so, I know who my suspect is.
I think we all know who your suspect is.
It's Maddie.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I think there needs to be less people in comedy so that I can flourish.
Oh, God.
She threatens me.
You've already done it for a long time. And you know
I know,
what?
But you know what?
You've established yourself.
I talked to my doctor the other day and he said I have a good 6 years of life left.
Oh.
And I want to use that. I know, I was shocked too. That's not a lot.
It's not.
He said six max.
Oh man, I gotta get another job.
So anyway, I don't know. I have mine is up to highs. Yeah.
Mine is that Ruthie has the motive, the means, and the opportunity. Her motive is she has to take pictures of you all the time.
Yeah.
She can leave and she has access to the audio cabinet. But then there's the paper balls and the travel books.
But also strong hands.
Strong hands, right.
Now, I don't, I mean, look.
Strong hands from pressing photograph pictures all day.
Pressing them? What do you
pressing
mean pressing them?
What is she doing with them?
You
squirrel.
Know, taking pictures. Her fingers flexing.
Her
all.
Finger?
Oh, I thought you meant she had a giant Ben Franklin press.
I'm going to say it's Eduardo. I'm saying it. I'm
okay.
saying it. Eduardo is
Hater.
Eduardo is my suspect.
All right. Well, yeah. Eduardo, I refuse to say it's you.
Thanks.
I love you, man.
Right back at
I just think, God, he's very good looking. Sorry, that's confusing. I think, Ruthie. But God, I've been with Ruthie so long. That would be such a betrayal.
We don't have to agree, right? We don't have
you
to.
You have to agree. It has to be one person.
Oh,
are you shitting me?
You all have to agree.
Shit.
Guys, Maddie, come on. She's
I mean...
nuts. She's crazy. Who wants to be in comedy as a profession? I know. You have to be sick to do that.
She doesn't have access to the audio cabinet. What does she care about paper balls and travel books?
Yes.
Oh, I guess that eliminates her.
Well, yeah. It's there for a reason.
Damn, that was a terrible put down. That was just logical what I said to you. But I said it like it was a put down. You're right. Maybe it's not Maddie. I want it to be Maddie.
Eduardo. I'm sorry. I know you got a Chills boner, but I think it might be Chills. He checks off every box.
Except he can't leave.
He can't leave. It's not Chills. And also I can't live in a world where it's Chills. I can't.
This isn't
God,
real.
God, I hope it's Chills.
It is real.
I hope it's Chills.
No, I'm telling you, I will not, if we all have to agree, bark up another tree, it's not Chills.
Okay.
I won't do it.
Can you agree that Eduardo has all of the...
Sure, I'll throw him down the deepest hole. I don't care.
He can't really leave either, though.
But are we saying during the podcast recordings? I thought we said during the day.
No, just during the day. He can... Eduardo can
leave. I've seen him go get lunch.
I'm getting signals from the guy who created this whole show that he can't leave.
Okay.
All right, so it's not Eduardo. I'm telling you it's not Chills. And so just throw that away. So who's left?
We never went back to Lisa. Who
or Sam.
Has seen... Yeah, Lisa is... dealing with your fans all the time. She always looks at photos of you and has to deal with people who love you. She has access to everything.
Does she?
I don't know.
The audio cabinet? Sam does. Know. Sam can leave. Does Sam have a motive? And
I do think, I'm going to say
paper
this.
Paper balls and travel?
I've noticed a lot of times I make my jokes and quips and I'm always doing bits and stuff and everyone's laughing. Sam, not so much.
Oh. You can't penalize someone.
No, not penalize, but I do know that Sam has that, you know, that kind of, she's very young, she's in the corner, she's got cool style, and she's just sort of staring at me like, keep laughing, Laffy Man. Keep laughing away. I'll see you in your coffin one day. That's the look I get from her.
I have a new respect for Sam.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Lisa has, I think, motive because you abuse her brother all the time.
And she doesn't like her brother.
You throw paper at him.
I think you got it. Because then the travel books and paper all relate to Blay.
He leaves. He goes on those,
That's actually interesting.
Yes.
Lisa is related to Blay.
Yes.
Blay goes on the travel shows. She sees me throwing paper at him all the time and assault him.
You beat him?
Well, I beat him within an inch of his life.
Yes.
Which I think employers are allowed to do to employees.
No.
Oh, you're not supposed to. Okay, good, good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
from now on, no more.
Yeah.
Should we go with Lisa?
I think it's Lisa.
Let's go with
Lisa. I want it to be Maddie because I really want to nip that career in the bud.
I want it to be Chills just to see your heartbreak.
Okay.
I think
we have to accuse Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wrong.
No!
Like I promised, you'll never see Hopping again. But I'm not killing him. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sending him to Hawaii, where he'll live out the rest of his days in paradise, a.k.a. away from you three.
Later, suckers.
And now, it's time for me to come into the studio and reveal myself.
Okay. This is exciting.
What if it's David?
No, it's...
I'm
excited. I actually am quite excited.
Yeah.
I actually, this is well done. I have to say this is well done.
Yeah.
And I don't like my...
Oh, it's Ruthie! Oh! Ruthie, you devil!
Ruthie!
Oh, my God!
Ruthie!
Oh, my God!
You were my first pick.
I know. You were on to me from the start.
You know what? I couldn't. I care about you too much.
I know. I like you. I got you.
She's been in my corner for so long and you betrayed. Well, actually, again, I don't care that much about Hopping, so whatever.
You don't care that much.
Hey, you go, girl.
Oh, my God.
What's the paper balls and travel books?
Red herring.
Oh, you asshole. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's called bad writing.
Yeah.
You know, she came in here. She had the attitude of someone who's guilty, too.
You know what? Blay, you crafted this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I love that. If Blay were a mystery writer and he did a murder on the Orange Express and at the end the answer was, nobody, they're not even on the train. What? No, it's that guy who lived 80 years later. Train's a red herring.
I would be all for red herrings, but the stuff you gave us to read that are like meta below the performance are saying, here's a clue, here's a clue.
Clues have to make some sense, Blay.
I mean, the paper and the travel books and really the cable just don't apply to Ruthie at all.
She had, but who had the motive, means an opportunity. She had the motive.
He's having to justify
right?
it.
More clicks.
Uh-huh.
She had the means because she keeps her camera in the audio cabinet with the, you know, the things. And she has the opportunity, which you never asked her about. She parks in the street a lot, so she has to go move her car all the time.
Well, I got to say this. My favorite part of every Agatha Christie novel is where Agatha Christie would afterwards yell at all the readers. Hey, wait a minute. No, it makes perfect sense. They're all on the island. No, shut up. Shut up. It makes perfect sense because the scientists. No, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Well, that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say, that was fun.
Is David okay?
Blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
These videos are going to do great on social.
Guilty.
Guilty. Man, I did.
So fun.
I really wanted it to be Maddie.
Yeah.
You really did. You have it out for
I'm
Maddie.
I'm sorry. I, when I see talent, I have to squelch it.
Well, let's give a big round of applause to Blay.
Thanks. Good job,
Blay. This was all his idea and his execution.
Great job, everyone. Sorry about the red herrings. Nice job, everyone.
No. You did what you had to do. You clearly put some thought into this.
Next time we'll know better.
No, good job, Blay. And that was fun. You know what? I enjoyed The Hopping.
Yeah, me too.
It's all about that title, baby.
I want to do it again.
Excellent job. And you're fired.
Yeah.
Ruthie? I love you guys.
It's
been nice working here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco. And Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Original theme song by The White Stripes. With this cover and all incidental music by Aaron Blair. Take it away, Blair. Okay, that was a mistake. Our supervising producer is Karen Blairs, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever spooky podcasts are downloaded. And just remember, every moment you spent listening to this podcast is another moment that brought you closer to the grave. Toodles.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.